of you that are visiting with us today. It's a delight to have you with us, those of you that are visiting with us, and we want you to come back every opportunity that you have. It's certainly a great day, and as I was standing up here and sitting up here today and thinking about getting up here and preaching this morning, looking out at all this crowd of people, what a joy that is. Do you know we are so blessed to have so many with so many different age groups and children and grandchildren and all. We just so thrilled, but we still have a few spaces now for some more. And Al was just telling me that he heard a statistic concerning inviting people. And I think you said like 80-something of the people that you invite a lot of times will come. And we've been emphasizing that. And we want to encourage everybody to do everything you possibly can to get others to come and be with us. Thanksgiving. What a tremendous time of the year. I remember on Thanksgiving, that was Mama's day. She wanted all of her children, her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, everybody in the neighborhood come to her house. People would come, and we'd get in the big basement she had, and we had the best time ever was. And we'd just enjoy those good days. And in our family, that was certainly a great time. And Glenn Gregory's back with us after being sick, and we're glad to see him, but I used to be with his mom and dad up in Cleveland, Ohio, and enjoy that wonderful time together. And so this morning, though you've already sat down, gotten relaxed, and you may not want to get up and maybe cannot, but if you want to, I'd like for us to sing God is So Good. And if you would desire, please stand and let's sing together. And just let everybody sing this song. Because you see, it really is so meaningful. And as Bobby's led us already in these good songs, let's do it. Let's really sing praises to God, okay? God is so good. God is so good. Yes, the people at O'Neill, so many blessings. My help comes from you, maker of heaven, Psalms 121, verse 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. We're talking about God. We're talking about our Creator. We're talking about He whom a lot of people deny. We're discussing this morning of making sure that our worship is directed to the true and the living God. What a great and grand thing it is for us to know Him. And we know Him because of His Word. And as Al read to us this morning, he talks about, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Everybody, do what? Rejoice with a loud noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord. That's what we want to do. Why? Because He is the Lord. Come before His presence with singing. He's listening. He loves for us with our hearts to lift up our hearts and sing praises to God. Remember in Ephesians 5, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with melody in your heart to the Lord. Just like we just did in this worship period today. Because our hearts are lifted up to God. And He says, know ye not that the Lord, He is God? Yes, we know that. Put us on CBS. Put us on NBC. Put us on ABC and every other C. And what will we say? We will answer with the affirmative, yes, the Lord, He is God. Oh, we're talking about Jehovah. We're talking about giving thanks unto Him. It is He that hath made us. Oh, what a statement. We could spend so much time in thinking about what God has done. He's made us. And we got a note today about a shower, about twin boys that are soon to be born. What a grand thing it is to have all of these little children. And I have a little angel over there who listens to me and grins at me and speaks sometimes out. And different ones. I have another little girl out there in the audience sometimes. When I say amen, she'll say amen. Ah, that's, at least I get an amen, don't I? All right, good. But isn't it just joyful, though? And then all of us who are parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, oh, we have so many wonderful blessings. Yes, He has made us. We didn't make ourselves. We are His people. Of all things, knowing that we belong to Him. That He created us and made us. We are His people. And the sheep of His pasture, He's looking out at us as His sheep. Jesus said, these are mine. These are my sheep. And as Jay prayed this morning, we may live before others to bring others to be in the flock of the Lord. And yes, then he talks about, he says, enter into his gates. Come where he is. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your minds. And give it all. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. No more murmuring. No more complaining. Why? Because we are God's people. We are the children of the Lord. The sheep of his pasture. And we want more and more as he does. And it delights us so much when someone is obedient to the gospel. Kyle was was baptized last Sunday night. That's Kyle in my mind with regard to being sick, I guess. But anyway, what a joyful thing it is that we can make a joyful noise to the Lord because we are his people. And look what the Bible says. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts. And go into his courts. Praise. Adoration. Lifting up praise and adoration. Where? In the courts of Jehovah. And we're in his courts this morning, friends. We're exactly where he wants us to be. We're with one another. And we're here to do what? To praise and honor our God. And then the psalmist says, you be thankful. You be thankful to Him. I love that song. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Remember Charlie wrote that. Count every one of them. Every day you have. Soon, it'll be over. But let's use every day we have to be thankful to God for all that He's done. Bless His name. Live to show to others that we worship the name of God and we worship Jehovah that describes Jehovah. For the Lord, oh, He is so good. I was able to get up this morning, get myself ready, come to worship, have my grandson with me and my wife. Now, I love my wife, and then my grandson. All right, but what a joy it is. I don't take that for granted anymore. I love it. I love to come to see you. And I was sitting up there just almost crying a while ago, looking out at all the people that I love so dearly. You've been so kind to us. And I want you to know I appreciate that. And look at how much good all you people do with one another. And these three good elders we have. And their family. And deacons and preachers and all. Just do what? All we're trying to do is what? Just be thankful to Him. Bless His name. Because you see the Lord, He is good. And as I mentioned so many times, on my tombstone, all I ask is Luke 18, verse 13. That's all, just my name. And you know what that verse says? There was a sinner, a publican, that went in the house to pray. There was a Pharisee that was praying. The Pharisees were lifting up his eyes to God in heaven, and oh, he was just thanking God for how good he is and all that. I'm not like that. I don't want to be that. There was a publican that just smote his breast. And here's what he said. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. That's all I wanted. Because you see, I'm going to have the mercy of God. God's great mercy to be saved. And so do you. Without the mercy of the Father in heaven, the good God that we serve, I know I could never be saved. God, be merciful to God. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth for all generations. My children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, I can tell them the truth today, and it will never change. Truth does not change. Truth is God's word. Proverbs 23, verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. For the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 32. And he also said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. And I'll tell you what, friends. I can teach my children. I can teach others that truth. And it'll always be the truth. What he says today is what he said yesterday and what he'll say tomorrow in his word. Because as Jude said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. That means it never changes. In Revelation 22, 18 and 19, add not, do not take away. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His word, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. You don't want to be like that. His truth endureth. It lasts. It never changes. It's applicable to all for all time. And it endures to all generations. And that's why it gives us such hope. I'd love to get these notes from Glenda and Glendon Easter. And she sent me one on the entitlement hope. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most from each hour and each age of our life. Then we can look forward with confidence and back without regret. Isn't that great? Be ourselves, but be our best selves. Dare to be different and to follow our own star. Don't be afraid to be happy. Enjoy what is beautiful and love with all our hearts. Can you see these trees down here by the mosses, right below the mosses' house? We drove up and they are simply beautiful. That's God's fall for us. Everything He does is wonderful. And then it continues. Forget what we have done for others.
What?
And remember what they have done for us. Ah, that's a good way to live. Disregard what we might think the world owes us and concentrate on what we owe the world. Doesn't that make you a better person? Doesn't that give you hope? When we are faced with a decision, make that decision as wisely as possible, and then forget it. The moments of absolute certainty never arise. And that's true. There is no happiness which hope cannot promise, no difficulty which it cannot surmount, no grief which it cannot mitigate. Our greatest hope is for a home in heaven at the end of the road. Isn't that beautiful? Friend, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Listen to just passage after passage carefully with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. Psalms 18, verse 49. Therefore will I give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto Thy name. I'll do it. Psalms 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Psalms 30, verse 12. To the end that My glory may sing praise to Thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Psalms 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Psalms 106, verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto Thy holy name and to triumph in Thy praise. Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And then Paul says, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks. What? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Back in the Old Testament, Isaiah writes some beautiful things. And I want to just make about 3 points, and the lesson will be yours. He said, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for He will abundantly pardon him. We could spend hours just talking about that. For My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are My ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are My ways higher than your ways, and My thoughts than your thoughts. Listen, for as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, thank God for that, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall My word be that goeth forth out of My mouth. What? Isaiah says, God says, so shall it be with My word that goeth forth out of My mouth. It shall not return unto Me void. And it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Give thanks to God for His invitation to those who are lost to come to be forgiven. Give thanks to God for the glorious ways of Jehovah. Give thanks to God for the glorious operation of the Word of God. Yes, the invitation. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 says, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. The time will come. He will not be near if you don't seek Him now. If you don't listen to Him, as we mentioned last Sunday, let me tell you what. The time's coming when you won't have that opportunity. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, for He will have mercy upon him. It's time to come back to God. It's time to get people everywhere to wake up and realize that God is seeking them and wanting them and loves them while He is near. And that God will do what? when he returns to the Lord, God will have mercy upon that person. For he, God, will abundantly pardon. Isn't that beautiful? What does it mean? It means God's going to forgive him. Thank God. What a glorious God. Secondly, give God thanks for the glorious ways of God. Listen to what he says. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, look at it. Earth, heaven, you don't think like God thinks. I don't think like God thinks. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. My thoughts, God's thoughts. My ways, God's ways. When will man realize the way to go is not the way he thinks, but what God says? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. He really thinks that's right. Is it God's way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. My way is not God's way. God's way is not my way. When I fail to do what God wants me to do. And what a beautiful demonstration of God's way. Where's the rain cometh down? Did you get any rain last night? How many days has it not rained? And yeah, no, it's a real good rain. Now, Tommy might be able to tell me that. I'm not sure. Somebody told me the other day about 80 days. And the other morning when I got up, I saw where somebody had gone out and taken a hose or something and sprinkled my yard a little bit. No, God had sprinkled it with the little bit of rain that we got. And Father, I'm thank you for that. And I tell you what, these farmers are praying that it'll rain. We love it when it rains and it provides for us the sustenance of the earth. And listen to what he says. And as the rain cometh down, and boy, look at that snow at that football game last night. Did anybody see that? I don't see how in the world they played in that football game, forgotten which one it was, where it was snowing like everything. We love beautiful snow, don't we? For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not again, but watereth the earth and it will come forth. His word says that he'll not forget us. Be patient. Just keep praying. And here's why it shall come forth, that it may bring forth seed to the sower and bread to the eater, for without it, we would not be able to survive. You talk about God's ways, they're so far above ours. Demonstration of His goodness to us. Thirdly and lastly, give God thanks for the glorious operation of the Word of God. I've been preaching many, many years. I want to tell you all, I've been amazed when you just preach the truth. You just preach the Word of God as it really is. There is so much power, not in you, but in that truth. And it will convert, it will change, it'll bring about a person and make a tremendous change on the part of that individual. I know it's true. I've witnessed it. But I know it's true because something else. Because God said it's true. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isn't that beautiful? What's that really saying? Preach the word, preacher. Proverbs 35 and 6, every word of God is pure. Revelation 22, 18 and 19, don't add to it, don't take away. 2 John verse 9, whosoever goeth home and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Jesus said in Matthew 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. It shall prosper in the thing that I send it. There is never a time when it does not do what he says it will do. 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, you preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. But you preach the truth. You tell the truth. Teach it. Yes, they'll turn away their ears from the truth and be turned into fables. But those to whom the Word of God comes, who have honest and good hearts, it will prosper in the thing whereto God sent it. It shall accomplish what God pleases. Thank God for that guarantee. Yes, for the power, for the grace. And when I'm thinking about Jesus, He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end. The first and the last, the one who was and is and evermore shall be. He's the Master of the Mighty. He's the Hero of the Hebrews. He is the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley. He's the Bride of the Morning Star. And you can just keep on and keep on and describing the beautiful Son of God. This year, 2016. At Thanksgiving this week, and every day this year, let us be filled with thanksgiving. Let us praise God. The circumstances that we have in Jesus Christ, the outcome of our lives, and we have lost. Oh, Tommy, I was sitting there just trying to recall. There is people that we've lost just in the last year or 2 years here at O'Neill. Elders, deacons, mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers. Just recently, Brother Charlie. I tell you, it's hard to give them up. But I want to tell you what's so wonderful about it. When you know they've tried to do the best they could. They served God faithfully. And they're now with the God that is just and kind and righteous and good. I just want to be more like that. I want to be able, when it comes my time, to quit the walks of this old world. To be reminded that God says that I'll be with you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. That, my friend, is something to praise God and be thankful for. Remember David said, his son died. The Bible says, David mentioned how that he himself could not bring back his son. But he said, you know, he can't come back to me, but I can go to him. At the end of the way, they can't come back. You won't and I won't. Praise God that Paul makes it clear that when Jesus comes, that He'll bring His saints with Him. My friend, on this Thanksgiving Day 2016, let us enter into the gates of God with thanksgiving. And let us humbly thank God for what He's given us. And if you're not a child of the Lord this morning, He is really, really wanting you. Do you consider
your own soul. Why not this morning believe in Jesus, repent of his sins, repent of your sins, confess his name, and be baptized? Here is water. What doth hinder you from being baptized? I heard a story this last week. Ron Harmon, who was one of the deacons over at Weatherly. Ron's sister had a son that's 30 years of age. And they were going to a reception, wedding reception. He had just gotten out of college. Fine young man. Got a good job. Everything's going well for him. And he went to jump on that golf cart. For some reason, the golf cart, when he jumped to get on it, it moved. And when it did, he fell backwards. It broke his neck. He lived about 6 weeks or so. And then he died just last week. 30 years old. I tell you this story for this reason. Yes, the young must die too. Things happen in life. That's why we need, when we're making up our minds, to make sure that the decisions we make are the right ones so that we may please God and live with God forevermore. Pray for that man's widow and his 2 children. How many of our own people suffered, people we've known, we've prayed for, and we keep on praying for them? Because God is a God of mercy and kindness. But there is a time when things happen that no one can do anything about. Why not this morning? If you're in a condition, your soul is not right with God, do something about it. And if you're a Christian but you haven't lived faithfully, it's time for you to come back and get your life right with God. And with all that I've said, let me conclude by saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. It's up to you. The invitation of heaven is yours. Won't you obey it? While together we stand and while we sing.